You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and we have another exciting episode for you today. You definitely want to tweet the show and post the show and let everyone know that you are joining the conversation. If you're listening on the line, feel free to chime in. Press 1 so we know that you like to join the conversation. But before we get started with our special guest and with some incredible announcements, we're going to stop for a moment for a brief commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
If you are just now tuning in to Changing the Conversation, I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and we would like to welcome our very first guest. Via Melissa is a certified nutritional chef and graduate from the Academy of Culinary Nutrition. She is also a certified nutrition and wellness counselor from American Fitness Professionals and Associates. How are you this morning, Melissa?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, you are so welcome. I'm excellent. So you are a certified nutritional chef, not just a chef, but a nutritional chef.
Yes, that is correct. And that definitely differs from your traditional chef, as everything that I cook and create has a holistic and nutritional benefit. There's a lot to the word, the phrase rather, you are what you eat. And basically, I take a lot of traditional recipes and I revamp them in a much healthier facet. So that might include removing dairy from some dishes or removing wheat, removing gluten, to keep any emphasis of flavor, but just a much healthier, cleaner, holistic approach.
And how did you get into holistic cooking?
It really started out kind of as a pet project when I was in college, believe it or not, 15 years ago. I had graduated, I remember, in the wintertime, and it was in college and a little bit after I graduated. I just started kind of playing around in the kitchen, and at that time is when I was getting into diet and exercise myself, and I just wanted to kind of eat stuff that wasn't plain chicken and egg whites. So it really kind of just started as a habit and for personal consumption. And then, you know, as I was telling friends what I was doing, it just kind of took off from there. I mean, everybody got intrigued with the dishes that I was making, and it sort of just naturally progressed into my eventually, although I did work a corporate career for 15 years, but eventually resigning from that career to launch my own business.
And what is your business?
So my business is, as a nutritional chef, I am a personal chef for dinner parties. I also do catering, and I do hands-on cooking lessons, whether that be for a couple or in a corporate setting, but everything basically revolves around food. I also do a lot of cooking demos where I will pair a holistic meal. For instance, I just did a whole series of spring detox demos and dinners, so I'll educate my guests on detoxing, and then I paired the meal with that. For instance, I made some zucchini noodles with cilantro pesto, or a greens juice to go with that, or a dill sunflower spree tapenade. But at any rate, so then I do a live demo, educate my customers, I pair a meal to go along with it, and it's basically it's like a show. It's essentially a live show, but in a kitchen appliance setting, and I love it. I love it all.
Okay. So do your clients come to you? Do you go to their homes? How does this work?
Yeah, so when it comes to my demos, I do those in kitchen appliance showrooms, and when it comes to my catering and personal chef services, I go to clients' homes. So I'm based out of New York, but I pretty much cover anywhere in the New York metro area. That could be anywhere from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and everything kind of in between, within a 90-mile distance, give or take.
So with your teaching classes and with your professional demos, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase it. Sometimes I get stuck. Not often, but
okay.
There are times when I'm like, okay, how do I want to phrase this? I mean, because so many people are eating fast food right now, you know. So when you provide your personal chef services, your demo services, is this always the people who are, do you have people who are reluctant, I guess? And before you answer that, we had a lady on the show yesterday on Changing the Conversation who talked a little bit about not just cooking but just eating right. And so I felt really bad. I felt really guilty because she had a whole list. She actually had 7, not that I remember them, but there were 7 things on her list that you should eat on a daily basis to be healthy. You know, get your fruits, get your vegetables, get your, you know, peanuts or everything she was naming, but her list was an exact list of everything that I do not eat. So I'm sitting here when I'm listening to you, and it's like, it sounds good. It sounds wonderful, you know, eat right, change your life, change your diet. But do you ever have instances where people are reluctant to utilize some of the tips and tricks that you offer people as far as what to cook?
Yeah, I mean, I have run into those circumstances, or it's kind of, you know, when I explain to people that, you know, I can make you a healthy chili, or I can still make you chicken cutlet parmesan, but it's going to have a healthier cheese, and I'll use oat crumbs instead of gluten-free bread crumbs. I do get that kind of weird eyebrow raise, but then I overcome that by people still, you know, they'll take a chance on me, or if somebody's at a party, they'll see something, read the description, and they're like, that kind of sounds weird. But honestly, I let the food speak for itself. So, you know, the description or something might not be what somebody's traditionally used to eating, but then when they actually taste it, it usually just kind of, I overcome that hurdle. I mean, granted, you are going to have people that are like, this might not be crispy enough or juicy enough for those that do like their fried food. But for the most part, I've been pretty fortunate.
Oh, wow. I think we have to get a nutritional chef for Mr. Collins. We're going to have him travel around with him and prepare his meals. I think that's one of the last positions that we need to fill at Punch TV Studios. What do you think about that, Mr. Collins?
As long as she can make some chicken, she's good with me. You know, I need
nutritional
I need
chef. Nutritional chef.
You know, and some fried chicken. I don't want just any chicken. I want some super
But I can even, you know, there's
chicken.
A baked chicken. Sorry to talk over you, but I can actually bake chicken that you would not know that it was baked and not fried just by a couple of kitchen hacks that I know with the likes of baking soda, believe it or not.
That does not sound good. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Never heard of
good
baking
about chicken. And nothing sounds
like
good about chicken made with baking soda. Ain't done nothing. You might be good, but I'm just saying that don't sound good.
Like I said, don't let the description fool you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's a seven thing, you know.
No, that's definitely not on the seven.
I don't know.
I would agree with you.
I don't
on
know
that.
How Betty Carter feel about that one. He'd be like, you eating chicken, baby. Times ain't that bad, baby. You ain't got to eat no chicken with no bacon soda, baby.
Well, I'll have to let you try it someday and prove you wrong there.
Oh, well, you know that. I always will try things now. I'll give you that. That,
yeah.
I'm always down for trying things. You know, you can't tell me that's with baking soda, though. That's when you got to surprise me, because.
Exactly. That's when I
that's
was
right up there eating
the
possum.
Fact.
You know, that's right up there with eating possum. It's like, I might eat some possum, but I don't want to know
exactly.
that I'm eating possum until I'm done. Then you can say, you know, that was possum. I'm like, damn, that was good. You know?
You say, my possum tastes like chicken.
Your possum tastes like chicken. With baking soda,
exactly.
You see.
Precisely. For sure.
So how should people eat more healthier and those kinds of things? Well, tell me.
Yeah.
What is it?
So, some of the tips that I always recommend, believe it or not, is for people should start being conscious about eating less inflammatory foods, because a lot of the issues that we see today, whether it's, you know, from asthma to skin to arthritis to digestion issues, a lot of those ailments can really be taken away or, you know, minimized just by taking out inflammatory foods. And some specific examples would be soy, corn, gluten, dairy, and shellfish. So I would basically say those are kind of like my principles.
You messed up now. I was with you right up until you said, oh, you know, crab. Is that what you just said? I'm just trying to say. That's what I thought I heard you say.
What?
Sharika?
That's what I heard. I'm listening. I'm taking notes because, again, everything that I enjoy eating is on the list of things not to eat. So I'm trying to find something in the middle.
So, yeah, you're right. That would include
how
that,
do we make this fun and exciting? That's what I want to know. How do we do that every day for the rest of our lives to have this meals that are exciting, that we look forward to eating?
Now, the word inflammatory, that means it'll blow you up, right? Don't eat nothing that's going to make you swell up.
Exactly. And not swell up, I mean, you know, whether it's the swelling is internal in your stomach, the swelling can be around your joints, you know, your elbows, your knees, your hips, or it could be in your lungs. So swelling as far as like inflammation doesn't mean just like swelling from like a puffiness perspective, but a lot of the foods that I just mentioned do contribute to internal swelling and inflammation.
You know,
because
we got inflammation here at Punch TV Studio. We just puffed up everywhere.
Well, those foods would also help with that
that's
puffiness
not exactly
as well.
What you're talking about. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, they'll definitely help, but that's a whole other conversation. But but in all seriousness, I mean, those, you know, taking away those categories would help with external as well as internal puffiness. But it's really just kind of being conscious, you know, about what you're eating. Aim to eat a rainbow of colors, you know, when you're plating up your meal. Don't just eat carbs. Balance your carbs with a protein and a vegetable. Eat your nuts, your seeds, your legumes. You know, a lot of things are kind of back to basics. I'm not necessarily a believer in any one specific diet because there's so many fad diets out there. but I'm just a believer in just clean ingredients. So if you could pronounce something on the label that you're eating and recognize it as a food, that you should eat. If you're looking at something that says polysorbate, yellow, FDC, red, yellow, number 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you probably don't want to eat those. So
I mean, that don't even sound good. That don't even sound good. 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't think I want to eat no 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm just telling you right now.
Nobody should. So.
Yeah, what's a 4, 3, 2, 1? I ain't never seen that.
No, I was just kind of ranting, though. I mean,
my mama ain't never cooked no 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't know.
Neither did mine, thankfully. But some moms do, so they should stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Don't cook no 4, 3, 2. Now, what is that 4, 3, 2, 1 type food? Just, is that pizza?
Pizza wouldn't be a 4, 3, 2, 1. No. I'm trying to think. What would have 4, 3, 2, 1? I mean, if you get some prepackaged Indian food, and instead of naturally being yellow from turmeric, because that's what should turn things yellow, you know, you'd have FDC yellow number 5. So if you see that on the ingredients list, you probably want to sheer away from eating that. Would be a prime example of that.
What is your favorite dish to prepare?
Turmeric.
What is your favorite dish?
Soda. That's what she just said. She just said chicken with bacon soda.
That's not her favorite dish.
No.
What is your favorite
dish?
That
was just an example. Well, like, I'll have fried chicken in the summertime.
It's not even fried chicken. It's baked chicken with bacon soda.
It is baked chicken with bacon soda, yeah. But my favorite dish right now in the summertime especially, I love making a cilantro pesto because it's cooling and you don't need to turn on the stove or the oven to make it. And then what I would put the cilantro pesto over would be zucchini noodles, because those are also, again, something that you could eat cold, and the whole meal takes 10 minutes to make start to finish.
Wow.
So it's
super
yummy.
You know, that's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get to
I'm
eat
sorry.
I'm hungry. You get full.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sorry,
when
you
I finish eating
that,
am I still going to be hungry?
Oh, are you still going to be hungry? Not really, because there's two different ways you can make the dish. So you can either make it with avocado, which is a high, good fat for you, and that's satiating. Or you can make it with walnuts. Or you can even combine the avocado and the walnuts. So when you're eating healthy, good fats, that actually helps with fullness and satiation. And then the zucchini noodles have a high water content as well. So that would also then help with the fullness. I mean, even for whether you're a male or a female, I would say that dish will hold you over for at least, like, 3 hours at minimum.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting messages here, you know, that we have to eat healthier. I think we're getting those messages.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because that's what keeps happening.
I know. We just keep, everybody that comes on the show is telling us we're not eating healthy. And now she done took away the crabs and the shrimp and the escargot. She said you can't have no escargot no more.
But you can still have your cod and your salmon and your, you know, your filleted fishes are still, they're good. They're safe. It's just that, you know, although when it does come to fish, you have to be careful with tuna and mahi-mahi because those have a high mercury content. So then you have to also go in moderation.
We can't even have tuna and a mahi.
She didn't mess with everything black people like. I'm just going to tell you. She didn't mess with all that. You can't eat no tuna.
No fried chicken.
Can't eat no crab. Can't eat no fried chicken. What would a commercial look like? Come out to the KFC and get your baked chicken with bacon soda.
I can see it now.
Doesn't have that ring
so
to
people,
it, but hey.
It doesn't really have that ring. But how can people get more information and find out more about what they're doing?
So I actually have a website. It's viamelissa.com, V-I-A-M-E-L-I-S-S-A.com, and that's where people can actually sign up. I have a newsletter that I send out a couple of times a month with free healthy cooking tips and recipes, and that's where they can also find out about my services and, you know, any events that I have coming up in the metro area.
Oh, cool. Where are you located?
I'm based out of New York, Northeast.
New York, nice. Well, now, there's a lot of restaurants in New York. I mean, there's a restaurant on every corner in New York.
Oh,
I think restaurants in New York are like liquor stores in L.A. It's just like one on every other corner. It's just like liquor store, church. In New York, it's like a restaurant. They got restaurants next to restaurants. I don't even know how that works. upstairs in New York.
You are 100% right. Yep, that is so true. And there's a decent amount of them that are healthy, and there's a lot more opening up every day that are somewhat more aligned to the recommendations that I was, you know, saying for my culinary style, but there's certainly not enough of them.
Right. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to tell you that I recommend that you also post your blogs or whatever on the Bookie. That way we can help promote you, put your website and all that links on the Bookie, NABUKIE.com, thebookie.com.
Mm-hmm.
Love to have you on the Bookie. And we're telling everyone, visit our website at PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com. Become a shareholder in Punch TV Studios. Stock only $1 a share during the IPO period, and this is just completely awesome. I want to welcome you to the Punch Bowl right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network, changing the conversation with your host, me, and your co-host, Sharifa.
Me, I love it. That's wonderful. I don't know that many CEOs who introduce themselves as me, but it's cool. I love it. You never know. You never know what's going to happen.
The crab is over. We are never having crab again.
Everything in moderation. It's not like I eat crab every day, but sometimes you just got to go out. That's date night. You know, on date night, that's when you like, hey, we got
to
go get
on
some crab.
On date night, you're supposed to eat zucchini with tamarind. That's what date night looks like.
And our
zucchini
next
and tamarind.
Moving right along.
You just like cut me off. I was talking about how to get people healthy and how to quickly eat zucchini and tamarind together. And change their lives and stop inflammation. So I'm, you know how I am. I'm curious right now. I want to try me some chicken with bacon soda. Just because I guess I've got
to
try it.
Now. Go to viamelissa.com. Viamelissa.com.
Yeah, I'm gonna go there and see what it takes to get me some chicken with bacon soda. Baked chicken and bacon soda. And see if it tastes like fried chicken. All right, who's next?
We'll have to set something up so we can check that out. But we do have...
Now, I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to go to her house. I want to see how she do it.
That can be arranged. She has
did you get her address? I'm going to her house. I'm going to drive to her house. I want to see how she makes her baked chicken.
Yes. We have her address. We're going to do that. We're going to have a whole show dedicated to Bea Melissa's baked chicken.
With baked chicken.
That tastes like fried chicken.
All right. It tastes like fried chicken. I don't think she ever been to Arkansas. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to tell you. I don't think she's been down
in
Louisiana,
okay.
Mississippi.
You know what? Our next guest has an extensive background in nonprofit management, partnership development, training, and education. She is the Director of Community Affairs, Strategic Alliances for the State Fair of Texas. We have Francois Booker-Drew, PhD, on the line. Are you with us this morning, Francois?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Now, where's she at? She's in Texas?
Yes, I'm in Dallas, Texas.
No, do not ask her about
Dallas.
Fried chicken, bacon soda, nothing.
No,
because I'm not gonna do that. I grew up in Louisiana, so I'm feeling you.
Do not.
I don't know if I can do the baking soda on the chicken.
I'm just saying, that's got to be a New York thing.
Yes, it's different, but I'm sure it's delicious for someone.
I'm sure it's delicious. I want to try it. I'm going to get me some chicken. I'm going to look up that recipe and figure out how to make chicken with baking soda. Because, you know, I use flour myself, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But it's probably scrumptious, so get ready.
I'm sure that there are words for chicken with baking soda.
Delicious.
That could be used as descriptive languages to do that.
And your zucchini. I'm looking forward to your zucchini recipe that you mentioned earlier as well.
Yeah, with tamarind. I'm zucchini with tamarind. So that sounds like something I would eat. I would totally eat that. I mean, I eat a lot of vegetables, you know, so I do that, and that's been pretty cool for me.
With the turmeric, it's a different flavor.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, she makes zucchini pasta, so that's even more interesting because I don't think I've ever had zucchini pasta. So that one, I guess I got to try that
pasta.
Too. I'm behind. You make zucchini pasta?
Mm-hmm. It's called zucchetti. That's what I make. I make it with the salsa over the zucchini noodle. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Now, I've done that with squash.
Tell us a little bit about we're just getting into a whole conversation on food. What are we eating today, which is a new show on the Punch TV network, which we're launching this brand new show. What are we eating today on the Punch TV network? And we're actually launching our brand new television channel in Los Angeles, covering all of Southern California, from the desert to the sea. It's Punch TV. 16 million homes. We're on DirecTV in L.A., Dish Network, Time Warner, Charter, Frontier, AT&T Universe. We got them all on the brand new Punch TV channel. So tell us about what's happening down there in Dallas.
Well, a lot is going on. Right now we're getting ready for the state fair. Our fair is the largest in the country. And getting ready.
I need to be there.
So it's in Dallas. It is going to be in September, and the actual dates are September 29th through October 22nd. And
nice.
Last year we had 2.3 million visitors. So come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 2.3 million visitors.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, if I could just get all of them 50 shares of stock, this is a wrap, you know. I'm going to be standing at the gate at the state fair in Texas and say, hey, you got your stock certificate? Because I know George Bush goes to the state fair. George Bush goes to the state fair in Texas. I happen to know that.
Well, I'm sure at some point he has.
I'm sure he has, especially when he was running for president. And I bet you people wish they had George Bush Jr. in there right now, but that's another conversation.
Yeah.
And, what do you do there at the state fair?
So I am over our community affairs work, and so I'm responsible for three areas. That's our educational programming and our community initiatives, and then our philanthropy in the community. We sit in the South Dallas Fair Park area, which is a heavily minority community, primarily African American and Latino. And so one of the things that I am doing is trying to make sure that we are engaging in our community and providing resources and assisting in a way that we can be even better neighbors.
Well, that's absolutely awesome. Now, believe it or not, I'm heading to Dallas right now.
Are you serious?
I'm literally heading to Dallas, Texas at this moment. Literally, not figuratively, literally. Yeah,
so what are you going to be doing?
You know, we have shareholders and We have a transfer agent there in Frisco, Texas. And so I am coming to sit with the transfer agent to make sure that this next batch of stock certificates get out to our shareholders. And that's literally what I'm doing at this moment, literally. Not even
finished. Oh, wow.
So I'm on the 10 freeway heading to Dallas.
And so how long are you going to be here?
Oh, girl, how long are you married? Because I can just move in. You know, I'm just going to tell you. You single,
you
I'm
are
probably going to be here a while.
You are a mess. I'm not single, but I would be happy to meet you and learn more about the vision.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to get a new home.
That was a safe answer, though. That was a safe answer.
I'm not single. But see, she's not married. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm married, but you can.
Oh, okay.
I will be happy to meet with you and talk about the amazing vision that you have and how we can get it here in Dallas, Texas.
Oh yeah, definitely. I would love to do that in Dallas. I mean, I'd love to do that in Dallas, absolutely. And I would be honored to meet with you. I'll probably be there till Tuesday.
Oh, good. Okay.
This coming week, yeah.
Okay,
I'll probably be there till Tuesday of this coming week, yeah.
Okay, so we'll figure out something how we can make that work.
Okay, cool. Now, tell us about you help nonprofits establish themselves or what is that?
So I've been working in nonprofit management for a long time, and most of my work has really been I started off working with grassroots nonprofits and then went into working more with state, and then my last job was with an international nonprofit. And so I've been really fortunate to be able to see different levels and having various responsibilities in those places. And so I find myself spending a lot of time helping build capacity, because you have a lot of people who have great vision, who want to do something to make a difference, but they really don't understand the infrastructure and how to build their organization where they have impact and that they can be around for a long time. And because they're dependent upon donations, foundations and corporations and all these different places have so many requirements for many of the groups that I see in the grassroots community, they don't have a lot of that in place. And so I try to help with training and supporting them to be able to do the amazing work they do at a greater level.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Nonprofit management, I'm trying to see what that would look like. Like you do...
I mean, it's a gamut. It's looking at strategic planning and helping them think about their board of directors and how do you do governance, because there's so many different governance models, and it doesn't look like a corporate governance structure, because, you know, in that space, you're getting funds from the stocks and the shares. It's not the same with the nonprofit community. And so helping them understand what a board of directors is responsible for doing and setting that up where they're really managing the organization. And then, you know, from a high level, but also helping them think about how do they raise funds. So, you know, you have different ways that you can do that, whether it's through the foundation route, whether it's getting corporate support, whether it's in-kind donations, or if it's doing special events, or even looking at planned giving. How do you develop annuities and these different structures to be able to make money, you know, or create an endowment to be able to have that kind of a money that's set aside for your organization? And that's typically a little bit further down the line. Startups aren't that far into looking at planned giving, but really giving them a kind of diversified funding strategy so they're not dependent upon one source. And when that disappears, then they're out of business. So helping them look at all of those different areas, even, you know, the back office, what does it mean to set up an accounting system and how do you use technology to help you get the word out but also measure your impact? Because it's not just about doing these services. It really is how are you able to determine what you do is working. And so I spend a lot of time either, you know, providing those services for them or connecting them to others who do that.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, how can people find you? I have a nonprofit. I need help. How do they find you?
Well, for the most part, what, you know, they can do is reach out to me, whether it's on my website. We actually have, through the State Fair, we partnered with United Way and the University of North Texas at Dallas, and we started a cohort where we took a nonprofit tour in the southern sector. And what we're doing is walking them through these classes to help them better understand all those topics I mentioned. But for a nonprofit that's in another area of the country, they can go to my website and, you know, send me a note, and I'm happy to always talk and see how I can support them or find support for them.
Okay. And what is your website address?
My website is Froswaz Rules, FROSWASRULES.com.
Okay, so give that address one more time, please.
And it's Froswaz Rules, FROSWASRULES.com. And with my name, it's very easy to find me.
Froswaz. Booker
yes, Drew. Yes, you will find me. Just put that in. It's not that hard to find that unusual Louisiana name.
Not in Dallas.
In Dallas. Yes. We're moving out here rapidly.
Well, Dallas is an amazing place. Like, it's just amazing.
It is. It's very different than most major cities in the country, and just the history of Dallas, it's very different. But a lot of neat things are happening here. You know, you see a lot of parts of the country that are struggling, and this place is constantly booming with opportunity.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I agree with that one, most definitely. But we want to thank you for joining us here in the Punch Bowl, and definitely we'll connect while I'm down there in Dallas, while I'm in Dallas, up there in Dallas, and love to sit and chat with you about how we could collaborate.
Would love
and,
that.
Yeah. So we want to tell everybody, if you are an artist, a music artist, a filmmaker, a director, an actor, a producer, a lighting guy, a gaffer, you want to join Nabuki and become part of the film community that's making a difference. That's Nabuki, NABUKIE.com. That's NABUKIE.com. And we invite everyone to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. Only $1 a share. We're gearing up for IPO 2.0, and that's going to take our company to a whole new level, and you want to be a part of it. So visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Sure, that was pretty good. I got to tell you, that was pretty good. I like her. Today I almost got a new wife.
You can't have a married wife. There's something un-American about that.
Not in Utah. I'm going to take my wife from Texas, and we're moving the whole crew to Utah.
We have the wonderful lady via Melissa who talked about nutrition, and then we have a wonderful young lady, Francois, who talked about nonprofit management, and all you came up with is sister wives in Utah. That sounds kind of sexy.
Yeah, we're sister wives in Utah. We can go to Utah. Fix it.
No, let's build.
You know, if I move to Utah, I can have 10 wives. I don't know if I really want 10 women yelling in my ear telling me what to do. You know, I think one woman telling you what to do is probably all you can really handle. You know, but 10 women telling you what to do, I don't know.
We went from being a little sexist and that now we just downright sexist with it. Just 10
That's
women telling you what to do.
Can you imagine 10 Sharifas telling you what to do every day? That is like, I have trouble keeping up with the one.
I'm offended.
Nah, you're a good woman. I have trouble keeping up with the one.
Okay, I'll take that compliment.
Yeah. You're all the woman one man needs.
Okay.
This is just too funny. I think I'm going to lose a signal here. But who's next in the punch bowl?
Right now, we're in the punch bowl. You, I, we're in the punch bowl together. We're together.
So no one else is talking to us, just us.
Yes.
Can I say something about George Bush, Jr.?
He's not in office, but yes. Let's hear your political
views. I just need to say something about George Bush, Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Junior, if you're not a stockholder of Punch TV Studios, you can't come to the Punch TV Studios stockholders meeting. They want you to become
what
a stockholder if you intend to come. We're going to lock out George Bush from the Punch TV Studios stockholders meeting if he's not a stockholder. George Bush Jr. should be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios.
Okay, so what are the benefits of being a stockholder?
So if you are a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, you get to vote on the direction that the company is going. You get to be a part of this amazing media company. You get to grow with our company as we grow financially and we grow revenues. You get to be a part of that. You get to be a part of the neat club of shareholders who are making a difference in our economy in America. Especially in our because
Mr. Collins is heading towards Dallas, Texas. You heard it here first. So we looks like we're losing the signal. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop for a brief commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
If you are just now tuning in to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins, you have missed an amazing show. You definitely want to listen to it on the archive because we have some amazing guests on today's show. You can tune in every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, to one of the hottest new shows out there. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and we're going to do it again tomorrow, TGIF Friday.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit Nabucchi.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.